You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, you know how we discussed, which is a really grim topic, where if you lose a spouse, there's increased chance of death of the surviving spouse. Well, I guess they find that the quote-unquote widowhood effect is strongest within the first 3 months. Now, a lot of us hear these stories of couples dying within hours together, etc., okay? And we think it's because, you know, somebody up in heaven is bringing them with them. And you know, we like to think that there's a story of them both now being together up in heaven, and so it's all nice and dandy. But, I mean, what if it really is this kind of black, bleak widowhood effect? So we're going to talk about that. We're also finding pretty strong opiates being used for non-surgical patients. A study is looking at hospitals and how they may be, quote-unquote, over-prescribing. The diabetes discussions are going to continue all month long as we're getting a lot of new research on diabetes. We talked about a breathalyzer test in the previous hour. We talked about how somebody dies every 6 seconds of diabetes. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the retinopathy and the losing the eyesight due to the blood vessels popping in the background. And then we're going to talk about a subject that we had started to discuss on how people with depression are found to actually age faster. So if you want to slow down your aging, we may want to cure your depression. And of course, we'll give you guys the latest update on what Obama has suggested for the health insurance. Rather than saying we could keep our health insurance plan, he is now saying we'll just let it slide one more year till after the election. So, as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we were talking about in the previous hour, people with depression aging faster. We can actually see the telomeres, right? Telomeres are kind of like your shoelace, you know how the ends of your shoelace have that little plastic thing on them? That's what we kind of liken to a telomere, because what they do is they kind of keep the DNA strands together, and as you age, they start to shorten. So some people think we can actually predict when you die based on your telomere length. I don't really want to know. But in the study of about 1,900 people that had major depressive disorders at some point in their lives, along with 500 people who didn't have depression, researchers measured the length of cell structures called telomeres. Of course, the caps at the ends of the chromosome that protect the DNA during cell division. Now, even though they shorten slightly each time cells divide, we think that their length is an index of cell aging. And they found telomeres were shorter in people who had experienced depression, this is being reported by Fox News, compared with people in the control group. So, if you are aged and you've had suffered from depression, it's probably going to add, you know, the miles. I call, you know, somebody call it wear and tear. I call it adding miles. And unfortunately, could put you at risk for early death. Now, I know some of you are like, wait, I'm not depressed. Okay, but what about stress? Okay, I mean, are we stressed? I think that puts on miles. You know, it's interesting. I've always worked 2 to 3 jobs, basically, ever since I moved out when I was 18. I've gone through medical school, and I've had a very blessed life. I've worked hard, and I've had a lot of struggles, and I'm very happy to be where I am today. It didn't come easy. I wasn't born to a rich family by any means. I really had to bust my butt, but I've always been nervous that I really put on the miles. And I know that, you know, because I see some people who just, I mean, they're my age, and they just don't seem to have that look like, when am I retiring, like I do. You know, now, it's interesting because, you know, when we look at depression, I think we call a lot of things depression when it shouldn't be. Okay, I mean, to me, I look at depression as really being in a funk, not liking life, not liking yourself. But a lot of us will diagnose you with depression or urge you to be on medication if you have, let's say, anxiety spells, or you get irritable, or you, shall we say, cry at times, or you don't seem to giggle anymore. And maybe those could all be variant forms of depression. But, this is another thing that as we look at how we're aging and as we look at how to extend life and, fight what could put us in a grave sooner than later, in addition to obesity and diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure and sleep apnea and, dealing with other stressors, depression is a part of it. And so I don't blame that. And do I really want you guys to try to look up your telomere length? Probably not. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say a strain of bird flu that scientists thought could not infect people has actually shown up in a Taiwanese woman. And you know how we talked about how some of these flus will infect animals, and then animals could possibly be a host and then maybe bring these to humans, and we are worried about the mutations? Well, now we're getting kind of concerned that this H6N1, all right, could possibly be a new virus that we got to deal with in humans. Okay, the woman, 20 years old, was hospitalized in May with a lung infection. After being treated with Tamiflu and antibiotics, she was released. One of her throat swabs was sent to the Taiwan Centers of Disease Control. Experts there identified it. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I'm talking. Why would I be yawning? Experts there identified it as the H6N1 bird flu. Now, this was the bird flu that was circulating on chickens on the island. The patient was not identified. Of course, had worked in a deli, but no known connection to live births. Investigators couldn't really figure out how she was infected, but they noted several of her close family friends have developed a flu-like symptom also while spending time with her. Now, they tested the friends. None of them were positive for H6N1. Now, H5N1 was that very scary strain that first broke out in China in 1996, has killed over 600 people. Now, there's a new strain called H7N9, if we could keep it all together. But, luckily this woman's okay, but don't underestimate these flus. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, Extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You know, we do have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. The apps play 24/7, so if you don't catch us live, and we're usually live 9 to 11 and 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, then I would urge you to at least get the app. I was going to say the Obamacare app because I'm seeing all this Obamacare news. No, you don't have to necessarily do that. But I would. Yeah, I know the Obamacare app. We'll talk about what happened today. Then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Really quickly, this was a very interesting story. They say women with asthma take longer to start a family. Apparently, women who have suffered from asthma apparently have a delay of conceiving. And so they think that maybe asthma has an issue with conception. Now, I understand that, and when I ever cough or sneeze in the bedroom, it's really not the sexiest. So maybe we could tell everybody to just bring, you know, their asthma medications into bed with them. But I think it's more than that, all right? Well, they think that it could be because of the inflammation of the body caused my asthma, that it can make it hard, that it could make it harder for the fertilized egg to implant in the womb. Researchers at BISP Pejerig University Hospital in Denmark analyzed questionnaires completed by 15,000 twins. Of the 955 women that had asthma, 27% took a quote-unquote prolonged time to get pregnant. Okay, as opposed to others. Now, stop the giggles. Asthma, what a lot of people don't realize, is it is an inflammatory disease. The reason why people have issues with asthma is because the linings become inflamed, which is why corticosteroids and steroid medications seem to help so much. And so when we're dealing with treating an asthmatic, okay, it's not that, oh, they have trouble breathing or they wheeze because they have inflammation in their bronchioles. Now, some of you don't understand that because the cough isn't a wet, juicy type cough. Well, of course not. You don't have to have inflammation. Does not always have to mean wet. Inflammation could still, even on the microscopic level, produce macroscopically dry. And so my suggestion would be, if you do have asthma, now somebody would say, wait a second, Dahlia, every time you talk about inflammation, you talk about heart attacks. So are you saying asthmatics are at risk for heart attacks? No, I'm not. But that would be a great study to look at, wouldn't it? But I think a respiratory inflammation, right, that we are starting to see now have a possible effect with conception, maybe may not be that bad an idea to look and see if there's some sort of a connection. We're stretching it, though, mind you. We're stretching it. Okay. Also stretching it is what happened today. Many of you had listened to Obama's speech today, where President Obama, it was presumed he was going to act presidential, big shock there, and say, look, guys, you'll be able to keep your health insurance. And so I got to admit, I was actually a little relieved this morning. And so I couldn't wait for his speech. Of course, his speech was delayed. He was supposed to speak at 11:30 Eastern time, and then it changed to 11:35, and then I guess he spoke at noon Eastern time. I don't know. All right. But anyway, rather than saying, look, guys, I know I promised you guys that, I told you to keep your health insurance. All right, I'm going to make good. That kind of didn't happen. What he did, however, say is that he was going to allow you to renew your insurance for another year, while the market adjusts to the new Obamacare regulations. Now, what is happening a year from now? Why would the one-year mark be so, instrumental? Well, because we got the elections. 1 year. He didn't say 1 year in 2 weeks. 1 year. I know. It's kind of maybe a couple weeks after elections, but, all right, you still have the proxy votes and stuff. He says, I completely get how upsetting this could be for a lot of Americans, particularly after assurances they heard from me. To those Americans, I hear you loud and clear. No, you don't, because you would get away, you would get rid of Obamacare. They say right now the administrative policy change will let insurers reach out to the millions of Americans being dropped from their plans so that they could renew their insurance for another year. Insurers that extend existing plans must also notify consumers of what protections those renewed plans do not include. So, for example, I was getting dropped from my health insurance because it didn't have maternity. They need to let me know that my insurance still does not have maternity. That's fine. I'm not having a baby anytime soon. They must also notify customers that there are more options available on the new Obamacare marketplaces that offer better coverage at 3 times the price, and that there are tax credits available for many consumers. While insurers will be able to let customers keep their existing plans for another year, they will not be able to let new customers buy these existing plans that do not meet the new Obamacare standards. Now, they say that the new Obamacare insurance marketplaces, I guess, even as those are opening, I think in Alaska only 59 have signed up. There's an interactive map I need to post where you can see how many people signed up in your state. Not something that I think you guys need to sit there and watch like the, stock exchange ticker, but it kind of lets, just so you see the speed at which this is happening. I don't like to look at it because I get depressed, because I realize that an Obamacare failure is just as tragic as an Obamacare success for the economy. So I don't really want to look at it. But they think that now we're looking at 4.8 million people across the country are being dropped from their insurance plans. This is bad. Now, kicking the can down the road until we have the 2014 elections, okay, I get how people think this is, you know, the way to go. I'm extremely frustrated. No, it's not. Okay, this is nothing that I actually see as solving the problem. I'm actually pretty freaked out about it myself. But, like I said in the first hour, Washington's job is to take care of Washington. You know, we think their job is to take care of us, but it's not. So all we've learned today is Obama sat long and hard this morning over his tea and whatever the hell he gets for breakfast while we were all going to work, sitting in traffic, breathing in the smog, worrying about our insurance and trying not to breathe in the smog because we don't know if we're going to have health insurance to deal with, God forbid, any lung cancer. What he spent long and hard working on yesterday and this morning was how to protect the Democrats in the next election. And that just ticks me off. Okay? Should repealing Obamacare really be the next move? I mean, it would be nice, but I think the damage is done. Okay? You know, already the damage is done. We have huge, huge costs of our that we won't even be able to, I mean, we can't even come to subtract. I mean, you know, one big question we have is if the year extension that we get on our health insurance is, they may renew us for a year, but how much money? I mean, are the prices going to go up? And if the prices are going to go up, we're screwed anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hospitals are often using opiates, they say, for non-surgical patients. And they say that according to Boston researchers, when they looked at 286 hospitals, many people that are hospitalized for reasons that are not really surgical are being given heavy narcotics. Morphine, fentanyl, oxycodone. And so they think we need to take a closer look at the opiates being given in the hospital setting. This study done in the Journal of Hospital Medicine excluded people admitted to the hospital for surgery who are commonly prescribed painkillers. Instead, the researchers looked at people being treated for medical conditions such as heart failure, pulmonary disease, pneumonia, or cancer. So if somebody is in the hospital for pneumonia, do they really need a fentanyl patch? I get that. They said 51% of patients received opioids. In the Northeast, the rate was 40%, while 56% of patients in the West received them. So it looks like the West gets a little bit more. That variation, they think, is a red flag for patient safety standards. You know, it's very interesting. When I, you know, did my hospital rounds and I took care of patients, I never really gave narcotics. Now, Lortab, hydrocodone was very commonly used for people who, let's say, had chronic back pain. I'm putting them in the hospital now for pneumonia. Well, they can't take their daily Lortab, so we had to continue some of their current medicines. But I was never prescribing higher than that, and I wasn't necessarily giving them a Lortab for pneumonia. You kind of want to know if the patient's going to feel something. Just like with abdominal pain, we really don't like to give a lot of narcotics for abdominal pain because we need you to tell us if you're getting worse. I mean, we don't want to be cruel and barbaric. We want you being comfortable once we know you're going into surgery. But telling the patient, well, I can't tell if it's appendicitis, come back if you're having more pain, but then, you know, hitting them with a bunch of Percocet doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's just rock out to the music. All right, but this is kind of cool, guys, okay? This is Star Trek cool. It is called the Scanadu. Apparently, it is a Star Trek-like tricoder. Remember Star Trek had this thing where the doctor on board the ship could figure out, you know, Doc could figure out what was going on. Well, wait a second. Doc was Love Boat. What was the doctor called on Star Trek? I thought he was also called Doc. Doctor? I forget what the doctor's name was. Who? Bones? Oh, his name Bones. Okay, good. Anyway, so Bones, I guess, had the Star Trek tricoder. All right. What was it called?
Dr. McCoy.
Oh. Dr. McCoy. Okay, see, my husband, he knows all the, yeah, he's here with us. Yeah, he knows all the whole Star Trek scoop. I was more of an I Dream a Genie kind of gal. You know, I was like really digging the whole Larry Hagman thing, but you know, he watched Star Trek, but he's a lot older than me. Anyway, it's this little gadget that they use on the show to automatically give the doctor on board the ship knowing what's going on with a variety of health issues, right? Alright, now. What they think they've been able to do is come up with this thing called Scanadu. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Scanadu? Now we're talking about Olivia Newton-John. You're right. Scanadu, Xanadu. Right. Okay. So we're really getting kind of now from the 70s into the 80s with this sucker. But apparently it's a handheld device. Okay. And it is in the funding stages right now on the website Indiegogo. Indiegogo, right? Wake me up before you go-go. Boy, they're really mixing up a lot of stuff in this one. And recently, the company owners announced that they've been successful in raising a total of $14.7 million, which will bring the company into the phase of seeking FDA approval for the device. Readings from this tricoder will be able to be sent from any location directly to your doctor via smartphone. Now, what is it going to figure out? Is it going to figure out if you're constipated? I don't need something for that. But they say the handheld unit looks like a miniature smoke detector, and we'll be able to gather information about your vital signs, respiration rate, pulse rate, blood pressure, oxygenation, body temperature. Then these results are going to be transferred to your smartphone. Then this could be sent to the doctor. The company owners say the device should eliminate a significant amount of unnecessary doctor and emergency room visits. Okay, that's fine and dandy, but okay, we're forgetting, okay, you could give your information to anybody. But if you want somebody to process it, to store it, to chart it, all right, is there any financial incentive? Now, I don't mean to sound cold here, okay? I love having patients call, tell me what your blood pressure is, tell me what these things are. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. But before we get all excited about a lot of these types of gadgets and systems we're trying to implement, we need to stop and think about what is our healthcare future going to be. Are we going to have doctors sitting behind a whole bunch of screens or sitting in a Captain Kirk chair trying to receive all your information and sitting there for free all day long dealing with it? No. And I mean, like I said, I mean, I love getting feedback on what's happening with patients, but I got to be honest, I need to spend my day seeing patients. So if you're telling me you're better, that's great, wonderful. But if you want me to manage you while you're at home, it's going to be a little difficult to get all my colleagues to jump on board with this one if they could barely pay their expenses seeing the patients that are paying them for the evaluation that day in the office. Now, where this is going to be perfect is if we later turn to a medical system where, you know, as you see these medical providers, they're getting paid up front for the year or for the month. And included in that is unlimited visits, unlimited access to your doctor. Although I'm finding a lot of these are starting to change where the doctor is giving you unlimited access during certain hours, or that gives you up to 20 phone calls a month. I mean, I get that. I mean, the original unlimited access I'm noticing is starting to become more and more limited as people may be abusing the system or overcalling. But something like this may then work out really, really nice, where doctors aren't getting paid per visit. They're getting paid as a whole. The only problem is if what they're going to pay doctors or nurse practitioners or PAs as a whole, if that is going to be so sub-market as we're already seeing that's happening now, I still don't know if doctors are going to want to take on the work of after hours evaluating all this data coming through. I mean, think about it. This is pretty damn cool that you are able to send your vital signs and then the doctor's able to get the vital signs. That is awesome. But on the flip side, if a doctor has a 10,000 person practice, there's only so much you could do. The number one reason people get ticked off with their doctor, it's not bills. Bills are number two. And then number three is not getting an antibiotic when they want. But the number one reason people are ticked off with their doctor is because they want to call, talk to them over the phone, him or her, get a gist or a, not even a gist, a yes or no of whether to bring their kid in or their family member in. And after that 15-minute conversation, hang up and then know whether to come in or not. Although most people don't want to come in. And so people get mad that they call and the doctor doesn't call them back. Well, you can't. I used to be able to do that the very first couple months in practice. I was here until 9, 10 o'clock at night calling people back. Calling people back, telling them, you know, oh, this looks great. Well, you know, I had a family. I had a baby. I have a husband, right? And I need to get a good amount of sleep. So calling everybody back individually for free was something I slowly had to, not use up a third of my day. So I want them to continue with this. This could be really, really cool. All right. Apparently, as they're advertising this, they say the video shows a father scanning a red rash on the trunk of his child's body. In seconds, the device returns a diagnosis of a benign condition called roseola, recommends that no doctor visit is needed, and said the child should rest at home until the rash clears up. Might I add, that's kind of scary. Please don't trust a computer. Okay? Doctors know when a child is going to crump a lot better than a computer does. Pretty scary stuff. Says in another scene, the father is scanning his daughter's head area and then checks off their symptoms the girl is experiencing. The device is able to perform a urinalysis with a test strip provided. The gadget detects a high fever, indicates to the family that the girl has a urinary tract infection and needs to be taken to the emergency room. So these pre-things that you could buy, okay, these robot doctors, they are going to be a thing of the future. This is going to happen. This particular Scanadu that can't do all that, but this Scanadu is, I guess, going to cost about $199, all right? But are we going to have issues where these certain devices that later get developed missing something, all right? A kid hit his head at school pretty badly, doesn't really remember much about it because he had a concussion. He's home. Right? He doesn't really have a fever. He's complaining to you he has a headache. You try to scan him. They just try some, I don't know, over-the-counter children's Tylenol or acetaminophen. Meanwhile, the kid has a bleed in the brain. I mean, this is not something that we in the medical field is going to take lightly. And I have no problem being honest. Okay? If doctors aren't going to get paid for the work, you're not going to have doctors willing to do the work. And it's not that, they're money hungry. It's very, very expensive to have a practice. Now, I know some attorneys can work out of their house. If doctors are later able to work out of their house because we don't have to look at patients anymore and all we have to do is get data, then you're right. You'll have a lot more doctors doing this kind of stuff for free. But we have to touch you. We have to sew you up. We have to drain abscesses. We need to pay for staff. We need to pay for health insurance and workman's comp and malpractice. And we need to pay overhead and mortgage or rent. And so as these cool devices come into play, you're going to see a lot more people kind of saying, yeah, but the doctor won't answer me. I've been sending him my data. Well, it's because he's got to go to work. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess when a husband or wife dies, the surviving spouse faces a higher risk of dying over the next few months as well. Now, we talked about this on the show, but it was within 6 months. Now they're saying it's within 3 months. What is going on here? And they call it the widowhood effect. At some point or another, one partner will die, leaving the other, and this will happen to everyone, regardless of class, socioeconomic status, in-laws, etc. They said it's possible it's a grief-related mechanism, or that providing care for the sick spouse causes illness in the surviving spouse. Maybe one spouse gets sicker and the surviving spouse stops taking care of their own health. That's what I think it is. I see so many people taking care of everybody else but themselves. And then all of a sudden I have to tell them, I hate to tell you this, but you got cancer. It's horrible. After a new analysis, researchers looked at data from the University of Michigan Health and Retirement Study. It looks at 26,000 Americans over the age of 50 every 2 years. They focused on 12,300 participants who were married in 1998. The Dr. S.V. Subramanian and his colleagues followed those people through 2008 to determine which participants became widows or widowers, then recorded when they died. I know, not the most uplifting type of study. There were 2,900 deaths during the study period. Of those, 2,300 were among married people who left a widow or widower behind. The other 539 deaths were among people who had become widows and widowers themselves. They say 50 of those people died within 3 months of losing their spouse, 26 died between 3 and 6 months, and 44 died between 6 and 12 months later. But you're still more likely to live than die. Okay? They said the effect of dying was strongest within the first 3 months. All right, and that was a 66% increased chance of dying. Now, to me, this makes a lot of sense. Okay, you know how many of you have, shall we say, asked about toenail fungus? And how if you're married, okay, to your wife, and she's got this big nasty toenail fungus underneath her toes, are you going to get it because you guys use the same shower? And so many of you blame, now, athlete's foot, you can, but not a lot of toenail funguses should really be spread through the shower, because to get toenail fungus, it's really got to get up and in there. All right, but it could be, okay? Is there a theory that we should be entertaining? Okay, not that most theories are entertaining, but we'll entertain this one. Where maybe there's something else that we haven't put our fingers on that is contagious. Okay? Maybe let's, like, for example, okay, if everybody says living in a polluted area causes early death, well, most of us live in the same city as our wives, don't we? I mean, you know, some of us even live in the same house. So, okay, then you guys would have the same air environment. A lot of us have the same diet. Okay? My husband eats a lot less chocolate than I do. But for the most part, our dinners or our breakfast, or, you know, whatever we eat together is very similar. Now, if we go out to eat, you know, he may order something else different from me, but for the most part, when we eat at home, it's the same meal. So diet doesn't vary that much. Then, you know, our air and what we breathe doesn't vary that much. Communicable diseases, certain diseases, etc. Smoking. Somebody smokes, the other person's getting secondhand smoke. I mean, even though usually the spouse that doesn't smoke lives longer, what if there is something else? I know some of you are like, ooh, maybe it's the angel of death when she visits the house. Everybody in the house dies. Well, no, not entirely. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's just something else going on here. And so now you do have a lot of people that actually taking care of a loved one now doesn't have the stress as much as they did. And, you know, we're being very objective here. Okay, nobody wants to see their loved one die. But some families do sense some relief that their loved one is in a quote-unquote better place. So you would almost think that in some cases, if a spouse died, if they were sick and you had to take care of them, that person would now maybe regain some of their life back. But it doesn't seem to happen all the time. So it's an interesting study. And that's why, you know, we always talk about, and this was something I talked about 2 years ago on the show, where they said the increased risk of heart attack is very, very high the first couple weeks after a spouse's death, such that you need to be very close to that family member. And if they do complain of chest pain, shortness of breath, etc., this was a completely different study that happened a couple years ago, saying sudden cardiac death happens within the early weeks ensuing a death in the family. All right. Now, speaking of longevity, what about taking naps? I'm a big nap taker. I love taking naps. I don't have time to take naps. I maybe only average maybe 5 naps a month. I'm not too sure. But they say if you have a restful weekend and you take a nice nap, you could actually feel worse Monday morning. They say apparently you will. Okay, let's read this here. Okay, apparently it has to do with us and our memories and all that. Okay, they say a third of people who crammed social events into their schedule felt like they had 3 days off. Yet among those who had a lazy weekend, 43% said they had not enough time away from Monday. Now, you see, I disagree with that because my weekends are very, very busy. And so for me, Monday is a holiday from my weekend. Okay, and I don't party a lot. It's just that's when I catch up on everything. Neuroscientist Dr. Jack Lewis, who's a regular guest on ITV's This Morning, said a long weekend seems to last. How a long weekend seems to last is measured by how many memories spring to mind when we look back. If looking back at the weekend triggers a torrent of memories of being in new places and having exciting experiences and doing an unusual thing, it creates a perception that the weekend seemed very long. Okay? Because you have to pack in the memories. But if you did nothing to take a nap, you're not going to feel like anything happened. Oh, my gosh. Is that Dr. Jack Lewis? Oh, he's handsome. Maybe he's out of Britain. I don't know what show this is. Oh, dang. Okay. Anyway. So, how we rest is also indicative on how we handle stress and how we deal with stress. Mondays are a very high day for heart attacks, okay? Is it because of the big alcohol push people got over the weekend? Maybe Sunday and Sunday night football and then Monday night football? I don't know. See, I love the idea of Monday night football. You know, everybody's like, oh, happy hour on Friday. But I love the idea, you know, of going and having dinner and watching the game. Right, and just kind of kick it back and watching a game Monday night. If we had Monday night football all year long and everybody after work went to do that, I think we would really change the way we look at the work week. What do you guys think? Because think about it, right? I mean, you know, it's kind of fun. Now, and you don't really stay out late. The games usually end at a decent time, don't they? Well, I don't know about back east, but in the west, I mean, you can still go to bed. You can still watch whatever you need to watch. All right, anyway, retinopathy. Whew. Any of you diagnosed with diabetes, high blood pressure, et cetera, you need to be checked out by an eye doctor. And the reason why is you could be the victim of retinal hemorrhages in the back of the eye. Now, we talked about how diabetes causes retinal hemorrhages in the back of the eye. It's not very easy to do, but basically the blood vessels that are very, very small try to collect as much fluid as possible to neutralize all the sugar, or they're weak vessels because of the sugar, and they end up popping. And when these blood vessels end up popping, you have what we call retinal hemorrhages. Your body will make new blood vessels. Unfortunately, when they make new red blood vessels, it starts to be cobweb-like. And this prevents you from having the crisp image on the back of the eye. So we're going to talk about this tomorrow. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Get your blood sugar checked, but most of all, be safe.
Hang me down,
take me down, little white church.
Hang me down,
take me down,
you know,
take me down, little little white church.
Hang me down, to the little white church.
Hang me down, to the little white church.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.